Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. People often ask me if they should pay off their mortgage when they have excess cash or instead invest the money in the stock market. Seeing as a mortgage is borrowed money and is an obligation to pay sometime in the future, I put the invest in the stock market idea to rest right away. I know some advisors might suggest using that money to invest rather than paying off a mortgage, but I am flat out against doing that. Never borrow money to put in the stock market unless you could afford to lose it, and losing it won't put you in financial straits. Just look at the standard disclaimer on many stock platforms, and it says you can lose some or all of your money. The odds are you won't lose it all, but take the disclaimer at its word. Keep in mind, financial advisors usually only make money on the funds in the stock account, so they could have a vested interest in getting as much money from you as possible. In my opinion, run far and wide from any advisor that suggests using borrowed money to buy stock. That said, for others, when you pay off all or just part of your mortgage depends on a handful of factors, and there is no hard and fast rule to answer that question. The interest rate might be the first thing to look at. Compare the mortgage rate with the going rate of a bank account or maybe a CD. If the mortgage rate is higher than the CD, you might consider throwing some money at the mortgage, of course. Opportunity cost is a term that compares what one return on an investment will be compared against another return. For example, if a checking account pays nothing and a savings account pays 3%, the opportunity cost pretty much dictates the obvious choice. You go to the higher yielding savings account. Another example is if a rental property yields, let's say, 2.5% after all your costs and a CD yields 4%. The CD is the obvious choice if you just look at the return on investment. The CD makes you more money than the rental, right? An added consideration would be a rental might have more risk than a CD, and that's kind of a given. Another factor in the decision, however, might be that the house could appreciate in value, while a CD will not. Another factor to consider is one that most people don't realize. In an inflationary environment, which is pretty much the last 50 years or so here in the U.S., keeping a mortgage with a reasonable interest rate could be an inflation hedge. Since a debt amount always remains the same, if inflation is a concern, and a real one, keeping a mortgage means that you might be paying off that debt later with cheaper dollars. Inflation makes each dollar worth less over time, while salaries and other investments usually climb right along with any inflation that we may experience. This means that the mortgage, when adjusted for inflation, will effectively diminish in real terms, making it a smaller financial burden as the years go by. One could apply the same reason maybe to student debt or a car loan or other revolving debt like a credit card. In the case of the credit card or revolving debt, car and credit card debt are usually at higher rates, so making the decision to pay off those debts before paying off a mortgage might be an easy one. Finally, there could be tax implications, both negative and positive, when electing to pay off one debt versus another. Those questions should be answered, of course, by a tax professional. Reviewing all the options as where to deploy spare cash is a thoughtful exercise that ensures your money is working efficiently and in alignment with your long-term goals. That's it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. And remember, this is not an opinion of this radio station, its staff, members, or underwriters, nor the opinion of any bank, registered investment firm, or any media outlet. I hold a BA in economics with honors 1979 and California Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti.
I guess it was cruising for bruising.